Here we are back live over the internet through BBS Radio. Today it is March 15th, 2021. I welcome you all. 1 hour show, the wild card on Monday nights. And as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call, so you heard two more people join in. Welcome to you guys. If you want to, feel free to say a name and location.
Hello. Hi. It's Jane.
Welcome, Jane.
Hi.
And Jeannie.
And Jeannie. Welcome, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Ooh, it's the J's.
It's the J and Joy.
The female J's.
Three J's.
Yep. All right, so let's see what's going to happen tonight. And right after this show, we go over to our Whole Planet Healing conference call, only accessible by phone. And we do it 7 days a week at 7 p.m. Pacific. Whole Planet Healing, you can find the phone number at wholeplanethealing.com or make a note what the number I'm going to give you next. Welcome to the conference call. Please say name and location.
Well, hello, it's Bonnie in California.
Hello, Bonnie. Welcome.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, guys.
And the phone number for Whole Planet Healing is 712-770-4340. The access code is 250-513-pound. 712-770-4340. Access code 250-513-pound. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Feel free to say your name and location.
Yeah, hi, it's Lauren from Forks, Washington.
Good evening, Lauren. Welcome.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
I thank everyone for being here. And for you listening in online through BBS Radio, good evening to you. Welcome. And the next live caller, thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. Hi, this is Jennifer from Greensburg.
Another J. Hi, welcome,
yeah.
Jennifer.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
We're J-ing it up, huh?
Yeah.
We are. Hi, everyone.
Whole Planet Healing is something we try to keep around an hour or less than an hour, but sometimes it gets longer.
Mm-hmm.
And we go through different sections. We have volunteers opening up. It's usually Joy, and Cecil usually does the invocation to create a good energy, protective energy. Then lots of times Terry speaks up, tells a little bit about her experience as a channeler. Then usually we have Bonnie doing a reading of transcription of earlier channeled materials. Then we have Jennifer that takes us around the world with the current state in relation to earthquakes and volcanoes. Then we open up the mics where everybody has the opportunity to put something global into the love flight as we want to heal our planet and provide humanity with the most ideal circumstances in relation to living and also moving on during this time shift. And after that, once we close the muted phone lines again, then Vin does his planetary healing session, a visual meditation. And that is what Whole Planet Healing is about.
Yeah, what a treat last week. We were surprised by an actual channeling.
That was awesome. That was so awesome. I want to listen to it again.
Yes, it was neat.
Welcome to the next caller. Feel free to say your name or location.
Hi, this is Pauline from New York.
Welcome,
hello.
Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that channeling, it was very unexpected.
Hi, Pauline.
That was so beautiful.
Yeah, that was neat.
From Terry, yeah.
Hard to follow.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hi, welcome, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Welcome,
Hello,
Wynn.
Hey, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn. Terry said everybody's mad at me.
Why? Well, why would they be mad at you?
Why is that?
Would you
and
do?
Is everybody us or the Elohim?
Yeah, which <are? laughs> Which everybody?
I forgot to be mad at you. Was I supposed to?
Well, you're not included in everybody.
Oh, that wasn't nice.
Oh, okay.
She's a big part of
anybody?
We're all somebody.
Is Terry on the line?
She's not.
Uh-oh. Is Bonnie on the line?
I am.
Just checking.
Okay.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello,
Hi, Terry.
Terry.
Yay,
Hi,
Terry.
Everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Terry's here.
Hi, Terry.
We're just talking about you, Terry.
Terry, you got the mic in your hands. Go ahead, Terry, what do you want to say?
Yeah, it's like, get
now, wait
the
a
flow.
Second.
Let
the wait flow. A second.
Go ahead.
Wait.
Give her a chance.
Are you
Yeah, give her a chance.
Give her a chance.
Yeah.
Well,
hurry up, Terry.
Yeah.
Where do we start the call officially,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. You want to start the call officially? We were also
talking
about...
Okay, go ahead.
Hello to everybody on BBS.
What? It's already official on BBS. We're going. We're rolling.
They're rolling.
Right.
And
this is really... Terry, don't argue with me in front of everybody. It's embarrassing.
Good to Terry.
You brought it up.
There we go. There we go.
Yeah, but you're supposed to defer.
Oh, for goodness sake.
No,
transparency
like you do.
Yeah.
What's that?
I believe in transparency like you do.
Oh, right. Terry,
you believe
you?
You believe you do what?
I believe
she
in transparency. Transparency like you do.
Oh.
Anyway, let's start. Pardon?
We can be transparent after the call's over.
You do whatever you want after.
Let's get started.
Let's get started. Mm-hmm.
And you better...
Muted.
Yes,
otherwise, I'm going to tell everybody about you.
Well, you can tell anything about me.
Hold on. It has been, it's out of you right now. Right now, I want to quickly mention still the beautiful channeling part that you had this week live on one of the whole plant healing sessions, Teddy. That was Bonnie brought it up earlier. But it was a great channeling session during Whole Planet Healing. Do you recall?
Oh, yeah, they really wanted to say hello, and they really appreciate everybody.
That was great. It felt really good, and I want to listen to it again. Do you recall what day it was?
About 2 days ago, 4 days ago, 3 or 4.
Yeah. three or four next Thursday. All right. So thank you for being here with us, Terry, and I thank everyone who have called in or is listening online through BBS Radio for participating with this really wild card. Vin, are you ready?
No, but you can start anyway.
Yeah, drop your grumpiness, Vin. You're sounding grumpy to me.
I'm not grumpy.
Okay, good. Glad to hear. Here we go. It is March 15th.
The recording has started.
This is March 15th. Terry, is March 15th the Ides of March?
Yeah, I think it is.
What does that mean, to be the Ides of March?
I don't know. Something from history. I don't know.
It's not from Shakespeare, is it?
I don't know. Is it something to do with it? Well, I'll look it up.
Okay. Well, we welcome everybody from BBS and everybody on our phone line and everybody on the replays. And probably most of you are listening know that we are, well, Terry and I have had communications with these sources on the other side, in high levels of the other side. And they explain themselves to be group souls, and there's two of them. There's the Elohim group and the Ra group. And they say they created the universe. What an outrageous claim, right? To create the universe. But I didn't believe them at first, but they convinced me over time in many, many ways. And, you know, the question I had, well, what is the significance to other people of knowing or listening or hearing about how this group soul created the universe? And over time, I kept learning about how it benefited people. And there were many, many, many ways. And they have existed as energy bodies for billions of, I don't know if it's billions or trillions, but for a long time. And it's like they have the ability to tune in to the universe they created. It's kind of like their energy can flow into a point of the universe, and they can suss it out. Well, the universe is a big place, and they don't do it, as far as I know, they don't do it for entertainment. They may, who knows, but they want to make a difference because the universe gets screwed up. It's like somebody that has children, and then they have grandchildren, and then they have great-great-grandchildren, and if they're still around, they're looking at the great-great-grandchildren and saying, you know, those guys are getting screwed up. They're not being good humans. And it's kind of like the Elohim. They don't say we're not good humans, but that we don't understand the game. It's a game. It's a game that we don't. Most people don't begin to understand. And it's like we're here in this realm, and what's it all about, Alfie? What's it mean? Why are we here? What's the purpose? Well, I'm raising a family. I'm raising kids. Why are they here?
And Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
Why are you here?
We're doing a really good program, and it's a good night to have a specific topic. We've had some really great shows, like the one where Barry Morrow spoke on the replay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to do a replay tonight. I was going to talk. I was going to talk about Whole Planet Healing, because for all these years that we have been doing this, and we've made a difference in a lot of people's lives, I think people suddenly start to get an understanding of the game of life, okay? And that we're all, we are, in fact, eternal. And this is just one lifetime in a string of lives, either lives on this realm or in the other side. And that what we do has consequences, whether we know it or not. Most people probably, they start to know it. And the consequences are not that you get punished by some external force or God force. If you screw up, you are the God force that punishes yourself. And once we start punishing ourselves, we have to learn to not punish ourselves, to forgive ourselves, to know that everybody, most everybody, has things in their track that in the future would lead them to feel guilty, and they don't know why. Or they might even be repeating the same patterns from one lifetime to another to another. People do that. The Elohim calls it gross repeating patterns. And even societies do it, and planets do it. And how do you change these patterns? You get people to be aware of what their patterns are, and they have to change them. You can help guide people into it, but you can't change somebody else's patterns. At least I can't. But when they realize the game of life, they can start changing their own patterns. And in any case, I wanted to talk about Whole Planet Healing. And if anyone's listening on BBS, I hope you will come to Whole Planet Healing. You know, there's a challenge here that I have the feeling that the work we're doing could change the world. And we're just a handful of people. Now, I didn't really want to know this because it's too much responsibility. And I say, God, I don't want to fail. If this has the potential to do that, how do you make it do that? How does that happen? And it came down to me that that's my challenge. I mean, even the Elohim don't know. They don't know. They probably have ideas, but it takes cooperation in this realm to change the world, to change anything. They don't change things, but they can inspire change. And what is it that keeps us repeating? Sometimes they talk, and I understand this. They have the idea that we're in a matrix here. And I can see that. And Everyone's in a different size matrix with different structure. Everyone is in their own universe, creating themselves and the world around them. And sometimes they create things out of their conscious mind. But most of the time, our creation comes out of the projection of our matrix. And we can't experience life any bigger than our matrix. So how do you get your matrix bigger? Well, my experience in my life, in even before I was talking to the Elohim, I started to understand this, the beginnings of understanding it, particularly when I was hitchhiking and playing music. I realized that I was out of the matrix that I was brought up in. But when I stopped hitchhiking and I tried to settle down, I was started to go back into the matrix that I was brought up in. And that many of you were brought up in, that there's projections of what life is supposed to be. I'm supposed to get married. I'm supposed to make a lot of money. I'm supposed to have a good job. We're supposed to have friends and go out to the movies together or all have dinner together. And I'm supposed to read the newspaper. I should know current events and et cetera, et cetera. Now, there's nothing wrong with all that. And if you're in a life where you're doing that and you're totally fulfilled, then you should keep doing it until there's a glitch, until you're not fulfilled, okay? It's like having the white picket fences and, you know, Ozzy and Harriet. How many of you remember Ozzy and Harriet, you know? Or, you know, the perfect family with the perfect children. And that was life in the 50s and 60s, wasn't it? And the economy was pretty good, and people were, and there were all these inventions coming out, television, all kinds of things to make our lives easier. And it seemed like the purpose of life was to be, have an easy life, they could watch television and do everything else, right? And then something takes us out of that matrix. We end up having a war with another country. You end up getting drafted and you go in the army, and suddenly you're not in the idyllic life. You're crawling on your tummy through the dirt with a rifle in your hands. And you're supposed to kill people, you know. And other things come up. You get fired from your job. Your partner leaves you. You leave your partner. What do you do now? Okay? And when your life is in a matrix, a closed matrix, it's very vulnerable because the matrix changes. Or not this matrix, but the circumstances change. And you keep wanting to pull back circumstances that are the same as the one you were in. Like, I remember the very first time I was really in love and the relationship broke apart. And I said, now I know what love is. And I wanted to find someone else who I could have that kind of relationship with. Except I couldn't find anybody. I was too rejecting everything in myself. They just seemed like the perfect person. And we broke up. And I understand why we broke up. And I couldn't change the flow. And, you know, now I realize, I have to create my life. And even with the Elohim, I still have to create my life. That doesn't decrease the necessity for that. And when I realized how this work was helping people, I said, I have to create this sort of reach. How does this reach more people? You know, it doesn't just happen. I used to think things just happened, and they don't. You have to create them. And you have to co-create them, because it takes more than one person to make a big difference, usually, in the world. Margaret Mead, who's an anthropologist, made a statement that said 10 people with high positive intention can change the world. In fact, it's only a small group of people that ever did. And we look at Jesus, he had 12 disciples, and he changed the world. Lots of people, with a small group of people working in the same direction, have changed the world. Now, for a long time in our work, we had people following us, but they were not totally grasping the thing. We were entertainment, and we're good entertainment. We had all these interesting things to share, and then some of those people went through changes. Some of them said, I'm tired of this. This is all just the same old thing repeated. And others had tragic things happen in their life. And the other people in the group supported them. And they truly supported them and helped them get through their tragic stuff. And there was an amazing energy that happened whenever that occurred, that there were times that made me cry. And even Terry has changed immensely, and I have changed from the time we started this work. And I think we can both give credit to the work. And it's an opportunity, I see. It's an opportunity for people to grow and change. And what does it mean to grow? It means to become tuned in to your own divine nature. And many people say that, but what does that mean? To know you know. To know you know. Not to speculate, not to say, I hope God's there, whatever, but to understand the nature of God and to experience that every person on this planet is part of what we call God, or the one infinite creator. And we have been lucky enough, I think it's luck, it's responsibility. And I really didn't like responsibility in my life, because I always would get involved in things that were boring when I was responsible, when I had a job, usually. And so one of the things I learned over the course of this connection with the Elohim was that they were looking over my shoulder. And their energy would come in when I would talk about them. And people would feel it. And it was a validation that no amount of faith or belief in God or anything could match up to. Although I'm willing to bet there's people that have faith that have somewhat of a similar experience, it's just that when the energy comes in for them, the idea of communicating to the intelligence in that energy, and that energy was intelligent, was not something they would, most of them wouldn't consider, okay? And some of them would, and some of them did. And some of them communicated in a limited way. And some of them, you know, there's all kinds of possibilities and potentials. And in any case, the responsibility of this caused me to start Whole Planet Healing a couple of years ago. Because I said, if I show up every night and the Elohim works through me every night, it'll help people get used to the energies of the Elohim and the rock group. And some of those people might have the experience that they're looking over their shoulders as well. Because I don't own them. I'm not possessive of them. They're not possessive of me. And all they want to do is to make a difference to people's lives in this planet and help the evolutionary process of humans. And most humans, I would say, don't realize they're in an evolutionary process. And the evolution, one way of looking at evolution is changing the size of your matrix. In other words, getting out of how you were brought up, getting out of the memories of how you've been hurt, getting out of everything which keeps you repeating the same patterns so that you don't have to do that. And if you continually connect in a loving energy, then that starts to expand your matrix. You start to realize, in spite of all the reasons you didn't think it was true, that you are, in fact, lovable. And not only lovable to people, but lovable to these sources that have the ability to love you in a way that you can feel the love. And that's why I started doing Whole Planet Healing. I said, could we do this every night and create a repetition where we could move into that energy every night? And we started it, and it was working, but over time, I began to realize that I couldn't do it by myself. And some of those people who had been coming to the calls regularly some of them were even quietly in the background, suddenly started coming forward and helping with the presentation on Whole Planet Healing. And I think we've been doing it for about a month. And I am feeling that at a certain point, I'm going to go out in the world again and talk about this. And we're getting our act together. It's getting, some nights it's very together, and some nights it's less. And I know Terry said she was listening a few days ago, and she said that particular night, it was an unusual night. It wasn't normal. She said it sounded keen. And I had to agree with her. And it's, why does it feel keen? It's because everyone is trying so hard to do their best and say the best things that the passion and the spontaneity were not there. And most nights, it is. And it's getting more and more consistent. And I just wanted to talk about it a little bit tonight because I'm really excited to get the process speeded up. And it's not a matter of me telling people exactly what to do. That won't work because that will sound canned. Like right now, you can all hear, I'm not sounding canned. I'm making this up as I go along, and I have no idea what I'm going to say next. When Terry channels, she never sounds canned. But if I just repeat things over and over again, because I'm trying to be perfect. And there is a thing, when you're in front of people, you don't want to be imperfect because everyone's going to remember you that way. And so on that note, I'm going to open the mics and let some of the people who are creating this new version of Whole Planet Healing share whatever they want and make comments on what I have just been talking about. So here we go.
Unmuted.
This is Joy.
Hello?
Hi. Joy Menanda.
Go ahead.
Now, wait a second.
Okay, get my emails about the vaccinations.
About that they're not... Dharmananda, are you being on topic?
No,
am I?
No.
You mean the vaccinations aren't good for you?
Yeah, about the vaccine developers saying that all the vaccines, because they're going to kill people and cause widespread diseases after a few months.
I heard that. Okay, I get so many emails about everything that very little escapes me.
Anyway,
okay?
I sent the videos and everything. I think you should forward it to everybody so they'll know. These vaccines are extremely dangerous.
Yeah, I know. I think most of the people. Is there anyone on this call that never heard that?
No, but I'd like to see the video so I could pass it on to somebody else in my family.
Okay. All right. There's so many. I have been, I have so much. Who was that? That was...
Got it.
Joe, your speakerphone's on, and you're causing an echo. Okay?
He's muted now.
Yeah. I get so many emails and so many videos, and Terry is worse than me, okay? And she watches videos all day, some days. And I get mad at her, okay? Because I already know all that stuff is happening. And I have the idea, if there's a high enough group consciousness on this planet, it will support the positive, okay? And I don't want to be a focus of looking like a I probably am a conspiracy person, but it's not really a conspiracy. It's not. It's just what's going on. But I don't want to appear that way because it will cast a shadow on the work we're doing, and people won't pay attention to the work and dismiss it because I appear a certain way. So I have to be very careful what I put out and how I put it out. And I do put things out. I do, you know? And, I remember some months ago, the first time I was on this call on maybe Whole Planet Healing, and I started talking about Trump in a positive way, I think 4 people dropped out. Haven't been back ever since. You know?
Whatever.
Okay. I'm just telling you my experience. I'm not making myself wrong. Okay? Sometimes it's okay for people to go. All right? I mean, sometimes certain people will be holding the energy down. Does that mean somebody that was for Biden? I mean, Biden is digging his own grave, okay? I mean, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, the way he's conducting his presidency and what he's doing, you don't have to be for Trump to start to see those patterns, okay? Like, I'm diverting now. You see how one little thing, Dharmananda, makes me divert.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll mention this. I'll mention it, and then I'm going to not talk about it. Because if we start talking about this stuff, Dharmananda, everyone on this call, most everyone, has been watching videos and reading things, and there are so many things happening that we can be aghast at, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll become a discussion group on all the bad things happening in the world, okay? And that's not my highest purpose. You follow? And it's not yours, or it could be if you define it as your highest purpose, then you can do it. I take things in, and I've been writing up something, and I went off of it on how to handle this virus, and there's lots of ways to protect yourself so you don't have to get sick, or if you do, you won't die, you know, besides taking vaccines, you know. And I just want to write it up and get it over with in one fell swoop and not to keep focusing on it, you know?
Yeah, I know.
So, but thank you. Thank you. I do, you know, feel free to send me things. And if I don't immediately send it to everybody, that's why, because I'm weighing it all, right?
Well, you can tell them it's from me.
I'll tell them it's from you.
Yeah.
Well, it's got my name on the email. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate, I know you care a lot, and you want people to know these things.
I do.
And I'm in a situation where I have to keep a focus higher than everything else around me, all right? Otherwise, I'll just keep falling into the things around me, even to the people on the calls. You know, sooner or later, somebody that's a regular on our call... We're giving Jennifer's clock center stage. Somebody who's a regular on our call is going to die. Somebody that I really like. I mean, it's going to happen. What am I going to do? Go into mourning? I got to keep doing this. All right?
No, you'll have Terry channel about how well that person is doing and how happy they are on
right.
the other side and how they're helping us from the other side.
That's right.
We hope you'll
channel
that.
The first person I'm going to come to. Terry, you be ready.
Yeah.
When I go, I'm going to you.
But you guys are wonderful. And, you know, when Bonnie and Jackie were reading those channelings, I said, those guys really understand it. I get it, that they're understanding it at a deep level. And, you know, this is an entirely new paradigm of how everything works in the universe. And they know it's true, and most of you know it's true. Some of you may still be considering it, but, you know, one of the things about time, I think that the longer I got to be connected and talking to the Elohim, the more that I trusted their positive intent. Did you guys have that experience?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to trust this disembodied voice, even if they say things that seem positive and uplifting. You know, it's like not the same as having an old friend that you've known for years that you can talk to anything about, who always loves you and supports you. And that's what it's what it's coming down to. They're like old friends. And
yeah, that's how I feel. Like they're like my old friend, you know.
Yeah. And you guys are acting that way. And so this whole planet thing that we're constructing is like a model. And, you know, I am like, it has to have spontaneity. And at the same time, when it goes off course, I have to be like a director and help bring it back in. And what Terry was telling me was that when people are really getting mad at you because they don't like it when you interrupt them.
and I don't like it either. It goes so smooth, you know, when everybody just does their thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know how to do it unless we have lots of meetings and we practice for hours. Like
we'll just let it go for a while. It's
yeah.
Like, you know, at the start, you know, they were really spontaneous, and I really liked it, you know?
I agree with you, Terry. Spontaneity is wonderful with this project that we're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
And all these different people, and I'm hoping I'm one of them, but bringing the different people in has just increased the love light. I mean, it's just quite amazing, the sensations that we all feel.
I know.
It's just great. I love it.
I wish I could be there all day. But it's just such a wonderful, loving feeling, you know? Just awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Wynn, Terry, and Elohim. I have to thank you guys. This is
and,
wonderful.
And Jennifer, mm-hmm. You're getting better and better, okay?
Boy, thank you. You never say anything, so I never know how you feel. So I always text hi. Is it okay? But yeah,
well,
you know what? I wanted to be very precise. And like Terry said, when we first started this, nobody knew how to do any of this. So I'm learning what's important and what isn't. I wanted to make people understand what I was, that these earthquakes, it's all connected. It's not like there's an earthquake here and there's a volcano over there and they're separate. Everything's connected. And I want people to understand that. And so we're working on it. We're working on it. Any suggestions, I'm willing to incorporate, listen to, whatever. I just want to make it good so everybody feels that they're a part of it.
And does anyone get mad at wait a second.
Debbie has been sending emails concerning different earthquakes. And if I get your email, Jennifer, I'd like to send them on to you because she sent me one today about all of these hot spots that are appearing on the satellites in northern Arizona and near Yellowstone.
You know, we could almost have somebody do that report separately, too. I mean, there's a lot of that going on. It's just amazing. Terry, you've talked about that with me, too, you know, about the power lines and so forth.
We have to have a balance between how long people will stay on the phone, you know?
I understand.
And, but I'll tell you something that I wanted to say. And you're doing way, way, way better, and keep it up. And that it's like there were times a while back ago when you went through the whole list, but you didn't make it clear why you were going through the list. Are you just trying to educate people? You follow? The most important thing to say it, and say it more than once to drive the point home. What we've learned is that everything is energy, and that I'm going to go through this list, and we're going to send calming energy to everything I say. And you can repeat that. I'm sending calming energy. All right. Somebody doesn't like me.
No. I'm trying to keep the time down.
And that's also what I mentioned. When it's minor earthquakes, you want to support those. Go ahead, Lauren.
I'm not hearing what you're saying, guys.
Energy is just a product of heartfelt intention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
Thank you.
What I was saying was that we don't want calming energy with everything, because the smaller earthquakes, certainly at particular areas, we want to support that they continue as they are over a widespread area to avoid bigger damage in the future. Right? Lauren, didn't you say like the critical point is 4.1?
You know what? 4.0, but that depends on the nature of the earthquake.
Right.
Okay.
I don't think we should draw conclusions, okay? In other words, we don't know, is this something that's leading to a big thing, or is something that's releasing tension? I don't think we should draw, you know, when you do it, you just say, I'm sending calming energy for the highest good.
Mm-hmm.
And to be done with it, you know?
Yeah, I think so, too. Mm-hmm.
And
this is Bonnie, and I would like to address the, you know, we say we're sending calming energy, but then we are sending a column of light, and sometimes I feel like Well, that doesn't sound very calming. We're sending this column of, you know, light.
White light.
You know, and to me, when I'm sending my energy out, I like to think of it as, and I'm not saying this is how we should do it, but this is my own particular choice. I like to picture it as a liquid love light, and that is going to seep in to the ground and find its own, you know, and find its own way to where it's needed. I just find this column of light is
bothersome,
kind of harsh to me.
Bothersome.
What about pink?
That's
okay.
Just me.
Okay.
I'm
but
you
I,
know what?
I often,
you
I
know
often
what?
Say,
I will
sprinkle
do
the love light down all over the world. You know,
liquid love light.
We,
sounds great.
Yep. Okay. Liquid love light. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I'll do a session with them, and I'll see.
Okay.
What works best for them, okay?
There you go.
All right?
And again, I'm not saying we should change. I'm just putting
right
in my two cents and my way of seeing it. It just seems harsh, this column of light where you're sending calm energy. I don't know.
Well,
I
it is very fluid.
That. Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And Bonnie, thank you for speaking up and saying your thoughts. All right.
You're welcome.
You gotta move over, guys.
We got 4 minutes, man. What's the rush? 2 minutes.
You're 2 minutes over.
Two minutes.
Woo.
We're two minutes late. But in any case, one thing I wanted to say before we switch. Is Cecil here?
He is.
Cecil?
He has muted himself.
I got
muted
it.
Him.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah. You know, just like Jennifer has to say for the highest good and send calming energy and keep reminding people, because I'm telling you, I've learned that you got to hit people over the head to make a point. They don't get it. They just, you know, they're distracted. And you think you're saying it, and people don't get it. I'm talking about new people. And, you know, there's a critical point after you call in the light and you introduce Bonnie, okay?
No,
I've been introducing Terry lately.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Well, there's a critical point when Terry introduces Bonnie. All right, Cecil, you're okay. Terry.
Oh, thank you.
Come on. Oh, jeez.
It's Terry and Bonnie. And it might be, but what's very important is very emphatically, Terry is talking about bringing through messages, and someone has to say, I'm going to be reading a transcript of one of the messages that Terry was brought in over the years, and that quiet little, you know, loving voice you just heard, listen to the kind of information that comes through her, right? Something. Now, don't do what I say. I'm just being emphatic to make the point that since Terry is there saying something, and she's the one, in most cases, that brought the messages in. Now, sometimes it was Daphne, and she reads one of Daphne's messages. But, and you know, I might say that Winfrey did not start this. They started it. Not only did they start it, I didn't realize this at first. I thought Daphne had this unusual talent to channel, and I happened to be there, right? It never occurred that they were wanting to talk to me, okay? and then when Daphne left, I said, oh, this is a relief. And part of me said that, you know?
part of me said it, like I said, what am I going to do with all this responsibility if they are who they say they are? And then 3 weeks later, they're coming through Terry. And, you know, they told Terry, no, we don't want to talk to you. We want to talk to Wynn. And so...
And not only that, but they wanted to... They said, where's Daphne? Daphne knows more words.
Oh, poor Terry.
Yeah, but I have to say, in reading these channelings, and you can tell the difference in
two.
And
big difference.
Technical and galactic as Daphne's channelings are, and they're beautiful. But I prefer Terry for down-to-earth, my best friend sitting next to me, talking to me style. So...
7 o'clock.
You're right. Terry's are my
well,
love them.
Now be careful. Daphne might be listening, and then she's going to come after us.
Well, I love Daphne, but there's a distinct difference.
They're just very different.
You know what?
I think
the Elohim are able to express their loving part better through Terry than Daphne. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They are loving.
Okay.
And
Terry
transmits that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love
Daphne
with Ross recently. All these conversations with Ross specifically lately is really exciting.
Yeah.
Well,
now we're going to go to Whole Planet Healing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Yes.
What time is it?
Love you,
Did
guys.
Did I go over?
10 o'clock, yeah.
This session is no longer being recorded.